Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.
Pleasant afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Way of Life program. My name is Charmaine, and I sense that we will speak today about how we can live by the Word of God. And I have quite a number of scriptures, so if you want to grab pen and paper or record it while I'm speaking, it's your option. So we're going to begin now. The Lord desires for us to have a deeper understanding of what it means to live by His Word. His Word is the means by which He does everything. All of creation exists by His Word. I'm going to give you three scriptures. Psalm 33:6. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. Genesis 1:3. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. Hebrews 11:3. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. All of creation is being kept by Him. Hebrews 1:3. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power. His word is what He speaks. It is His desire, and it is who He is. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. To live by the Word of God is to live by God Himself. So we are living in God when we live by His Word. John 15:10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. Jesus Christ's love is His character, and His character is who He is. He is love, just as God the Father is love. So keeping His commandments is living by His word. Living by His word is living in His love or His character, and His character is who He is. 1 John 4:16. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. This is the result of living by His word. Also, we can't be a follower of Jesus Christ if we are not living by His word. John 8:31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed Him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciple indeed. And we know a disciple is a follower of Christ. We are to imitate Him. So only if you abide in my word, meaning if you live by my word, or if you choose to be governed by what I say to you. I need to echo this sound again, saints. What He says is what He speaks, and what He speaks is His word, and His word is Himself. This is a place God desires us to be, that what we say is what He is saying, nothing else. If He's not saying anything, we're not to say anything that is contrary to His nature. Because when we accepted Him as Christ, as our Savior and as our Lord, we received His nature, so nothing else should flow from us. So He points us to Him always. and wants us to do the same with all who come into contact with us. And I reiterate, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word already. The Word in the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. If we are not living by His Word, we are not living in Him, because the Word is Himself, His desire, and His pleasure. You can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page, where you can access any episode of the program. Shalom.
For tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.